Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Right then, I want to speak next about the debut, and full debut anyway, of course, after a couple of sub-appearances for Jarrell Kwanza. Throwing in Jay, again, he's probably known for a while. We never.
Yeah.
The Liverpool manager and the Liverpool management team did a really good job of getting everyone to believe Ibu Konate was ready to go.
Yeah.
Trains twice, the manager says in the press conference, Ibu's back, he's trained a couple of times. For whatever reason, they decided, obviously, they didn't want to risk Konate, and in the end is justified the means, I suppose. So Kwanza comes in, first start, away from home, Wolves, all that kind of stuff. Liverpool having a rocky spell.
Yeah.
Not much he can, I don't think you can really put too much blame on him for a goal.
No.
I thought he was outstanding. I thought he had a really strong game. I think Cunha makes a bad miss, don't get me wrong, but I think the fact that Kwanza just about, I think, puts him off.
I think his jump probably just disturbs
a little bit.
Like, yeah.
A couple of times where he's in the right place at the right time,
yeah.
A couple of counter attack stops, look confident on the ball. Like, I can see now, I was a bit like, why have they let Nat Phillips leave?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Kwanza might be forced into games. He might be playing Europa League. Is he ready? On the basis of that, he's more than ready. He looked like a really good Liverpool centre-half there in his first start.
So, look, so mature. I was worried before the game because I thought we've got no... If I was an 18-year-old centre... Is he 18, is he, or is he 19?
A bit older than I think
he is. I'd want to do, like, a proper, you know... workhorse DM in front of me, which he didn't have.
He's 20, by the way, just
20. Yeah. I thought he, barely put a foot wrong. I thought some of his playing out from the back was really good. Never looked overawed. I think, I was saying about Phillips going, like, we had this a bit last year with Bacetic, like, what, you're going to throw some kid in? And it's like, Aaron, he's actually good. He's really good. They might have pulled another one out the fire here with Kwanza, because until you see them, I mean, we've had some especially centre-backs in League Cup games and that down the years where you think, oh, they don't look a Liverpool player, but he certainly does. Brilliant. Possibly my man of the match. Or I think given the context of... it can be a bit of a bear pit, Molyneux, and like he could have shrunk, but he didn't. He was absolutely the opposite for him. So I don't know, 8.5 maybe, something like that.
I agree, and I say it can be easy sometimes to just forget. Like, he'll have been nervous. He hasn't got Virgil van Dijk next to him with all due.
Yeah.
He's got massive fine play, don't get me wrong. You're right. There's no defensive midfielder. Liverpool are behind early. There's every excuse to wilt there and feel a little bit sheepish. And I mentioned before, like, one of the things I have with Gomez, Job Gomez, is that if he starts poorly or things go wrong, he never feels like he quite gets settled.
Yeah.
Kwanza maintained his composure right till the end when he obviously goes off injured or cramp, whatever it is. We'll find out. Hopefully it's not too serious. I think he deserves a start on Thursday if he's fit enough in the Europa League, and by all means, he can play in that competition. For me, it's the composure is key. That's a tough game. Like, again, Liverpool against it, the weather's shite, it's 12:30, you're away from home, blah, blah, blah. Every single thing you can think of. And yet he looked calm, he looked cool, he was happy to take the ball. There was a couple of times when there was no pass on and he was literally rolling it to himself, just waiting. There was no thinking, oh, I'm the new lad, I'll just give it to one of you. He was like, no, he was all right.
Yeah.
And then when, I think there was a counter-attack second half when he got his head to it, I was like, that's the reading of the game you want.
Yeah.
Because if it's not for that, it's a one-on-one chance and he gets his body position perfect.
Yeah.
I think there's a who knows what Jarrell Kwanza's career might be. He might play 300 games for Liverpool, he might play 10. Who knows? But as starts go for centre-backs, it's not meant to often go that well. And there will be ups and downs, of course there will.
Yeah.
But I think as a starting base for your Liverpool career, that's a really good place to go from. And I think it settles everyone's nerves of, well, if he's fifth choice, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I think first half, there were times when he looked like he was the most experienced player in the back line, bearing in mind
what's going on,
Andy Robertson and, you know, Matip's 31 or whatever, you know, a lot of experience, a lot of Liverpool appearances in that back line. He could have been forgiven for, well, he wouldn't have been forgiven if we'd have been 2 or 3 nil down and he'd started having a nightmare, then it would have been a disaster for us. But now he kept his head.
He did.
Second half, like you say, there were one or two where I thought, oh, is he going to get, has he made a mistake? Has he overcommitted there? But he just got his head on it, or got a flick on it, you know, flicked it back into Szoboszlai or flicked it out of play or whatever. So, yeah, very, very impressed with him.
I'm going to give him his 9, I think.
Yeah, let's give him a 9.
Nine for Gerald Kwanza. Congratulations on your first start, my friend. Like I say, like Jamie said before, the best thing to come out of Warrington for a long, long time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.